It's that time of year again. My schedule is packed with bracket-busting, three-point shooting, nonstop basketball action. I don't want to miss a second of it, and I find myself staying up late to catch all the action. I can't be dragging the next morning. That's why I go for a 5-hour energy shot. They're perfect for my days packed with back-to-back games or when my favorite team is playing late. With over 15 flavors to choose from, like watermelon, tropical burst, blue raspberry, peach mango, and more, there's a flavor for everyone. On their website, you have the option to build your own 12-pack or 24-pack and have it delivered right to your door. And if you're out and about, you can always pick up a 5-hour energy shot at your local grocery or convenience store. They're everywhere. 5-hour energy keeps me going during the broadcast and the next morning when I need to get myself up and to work. Visit 5hourenergy.com for great deals and to stock up before the next tip-off.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Should have traded JK instead of Wiggs. I've seen that take already now like 5 times today.
Yeah.
Chill.
And if you want to just visit it for 15 seconds, you don't get Jimmy Butler if you trade JK, who's making $5.7 million. The reason why you traded Wiggins was he was making enough money
right. So
you could bring back a big salary, a big boy. And, yeah, you kind of wanted to trade Wiggins anyway. I understand that. But if Wiggins was making 5.7 and Kuminga was making $25 million, you would have traded Kuminga. It was only about the salary.
Probably.
Right.
I mean, I'm sure Miami would have rather had Jonathan Kuminga. But the deal doesn't work.
Right. I wonder about that.
I bet they would have.
I'm fascinated, and we're going to stay in the moment with 11 games left to go. But
when
we get to the summer, what's Jonathan Kuminga's market going to be? That, to me, is going to be interesting. In July.
It will be interesting. It will be interesting.
But not now.
No.
We're living in the moment, bro.
I want the Warriors to win.
11
games
to go.
Like, that's my hot take of the week. I don't care about any of this stuff. I want the Warriors to win the games. And yes, I trust Steve Kerr to make those decisions. And on some nights, those decisions are going to be hard and you can't predict exactly who is going to do what. Like that's all very, very difficult. But I trust those guys to do it, and I trust Jimmy Butler. And I think that all signs point to Steph Curry playing tomorrow night. And we can get a little bit more into that here in just a second. I do want to remind everybody that we're coming to you live from the Laughing Monk Studios. Laughing Monk, righteously brewed in San Francisco. All of us here at 95.7 The Game are just over the damn moon that Laughing Monk is involved and along for the ride. A great place to watch games with their food and drink, and with the college hoops going on or a Dubs game. What a great place to head on down to and check out one of the games. So we definitely we encourage you to go do that. And these really were the Laughing Monk Studios during the break when we did a YouTube-only show. And Dibs told the story of his drunkest moment in Vegas over the weekend.
Yeah.
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 And it came in the middle of a night, as it turns out.
There was a limited recollection.
I didn't know. Sensation.
Thank you.
I didn't know that you did middle of the night.
You
sort of like pitched it to me like you're even in Vegas, like you're all tucked in and warm in your bed by 11 o'clock.
Usually, but you know, you get with the crew, the old college crew, and a couple of them had their wives with them, and so they wanted to have a late night cocktail.
Oh, wait. What?
Well, my buddy Ron has been married to Robin for 30... They've been married for... They got married in 98, so we're looking at almost 30 years. That's 27 years.
No, that's wonderful. I don't know why, but my perception was what this was a dude's trip.
It usually is, except for Robin, for example, who I've known her for 35 years or more. We all went to college together,
okay.
And she is cut from the same cloth as the rest of these degenerate dudes.
As you know, this is exactly what Christy and I would do.
So why not bring in, positive, fun female energy.
I have no idea why.
I'm speaking to the choir right now.
No, exactly.
I'm preaching to the
choir. Christy has been to a dinner in Sonoma that was for the fantasy football draft and was one, the only woman in a party of 10. Handles it.
Yeah.
Handle it.
Then you're welcome.
Stand on it.
Thank you.
Stand on what you eat.
Stand on what you drink.
Exactly.
And so these gals and... Bill,
stand on what you do.
Bill brought his wife Amy, who I don't know well, and
you do now.
She was hanging. She was, she was hanging, doing the thing. So, if you're not, whatever. If you're not a heavy load, if you are a load, male, female, whatever your pronoun is, you're not welcome.
You mean maintenance, by the way. You're not body shaming anybody's wives.
No.
Thank you. I wanted to make sure.
Got a couple of in the crew who are plus sized, and that's great. If you are an emotional load. I don't care what your pronoun is, you're not welcome. If you can hang, if you're down for 12 hours of scada-da-da-da-da,
then
come on in.
Oh, man.
You're welcome.
I was, literally having flashes of you, talking to your boys, and they're like, hey, I'm going to bring my wife. Is that okay? And you're like, is she a load?
Yeah.
Is she a heavy load? And I was just like, man, that probably got uncomfortable fast.
She's a soccer player.
Okay.
Robin, she played into her...
Robin, what is going on
here? She might still be playing in her 50s.
I don't know.
Is she a load? And bring her.
That's not good.
You better be careful.
All right. Let's go to Scott in Pleasant Hill. Hi, Scott. What are you doing?
Hey, how you doing? Good. Loving the conversation. Your list of things that Kuminga isn't doing well, I was just kept saying yet. Before he got injured, he was doing all those things. He was hitting the three. He was hitting the mid-range. He was defending like a beast. He's coming back from a really bad ankle injury. His body might not be responding the way he thinks it can. Maybe after the second half yesterday, Kerr was like, you know what? After a big cross-country flight, Kuminga's feeling it. He's not moving quite as well as he should be. Let's have him rested out here. We have better options than him on his hurt ankle trying his best.
Well, I'm going to hear here, Scott, hang on the line. Don't hang up. I'm going to hear what you're saying for sure. And be open to that and hopeful on that. But here's what I'd say. First of all, I'd reject a little bit that he was, quote, defending like a beast and crushing it as an all-around player prior to the injury. A little bit. Was he playing better? Yes. So I'll give you a little bit of slack there. But if, as Steve Kerr and everyone has said, he's now joining this new team, then I think it's fair to at least wonder if it's not a matter of just coming back from injury, but whether or not there's a fit issue here as well. Jimmy Butler is now the person with the ball in his hands, when it's not Steph, who's going to penetrate and create offense. That does mean the other players around the court become less creators and more spot-up finishers. And it's what Moody does well. And Pods does well, and it's not JK's jam. That's not his fault. It's just not his jam. So I do have a little bit of a mild concern right now in terms of his fit. Isn't that fair, Scott?
I would say yes. I think the key word there is jam. And once he gets into the fit and he's able to cut and break to the basket, man, passes from Jimmy Buckets, Kuminga is going to be doing a lot of jam when he's cutting to the basket.
Scott, thanks, man. Hope so. Right now, the ball ends up in his hands a lot. You literally hear the breaks. Everything's just screeching halt right now.
Yeah, that's more like the way he plays.
Yeah.
He's not a very efficient or a great passer right now. Jimmy Butler's a good passer. Steph and Draymond can pass. Jonathan Kuminga's not a great passer. So when he gets the ball, it's either give it up to somebody and relocate and probably not be involved again, or more likely, you take it and you go in there and you try to cook for yourself.
Yeah. We can look at all of this and we're still dealing with a pretty, pretty small sample. But in the conversation, if you missed it, by the way, Odyssey app or YouTube, conversation we just had, what stands out to me is Steve Kerr saying that you watched the way Toronto defended us. And what he meant by that was they just left Jonathan. They just left him completely. They guarded him like they guard Draymond. And here's the craziest thing of all this year. Draymond has done a better job of taking advantage of that kind of defense than Jonathan has. And so, you know, that's uncomfortable right now. It's uncomfortable right now. But I've said this for a while about Jonathan. I think this idea of him being a dominant player starts when he can consistently hit down an outside shot.
And to Scott's point, in the 15 games, or the 18 games, rather, before he got hurt, he was shooting 37% from three. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. He was averaging 20 a game, and the team was 6-11. So do you want to look at those things as interrelated or completely unrelated? It's your call to make that determination. But when Jonathan was playing his best basketball, it was not leading to winning at the level that the Jimmy Butler experience has led to winning. So, yeah, JK was actually starting to hit threes.
Yep.
And since he's come back, 6 games, 2-14, it's been a struggle. So I'm with you. If he can get that as a part of his repertoire, well, then now you have to really cover him all over the court.
We've got actual commentary from both Steve Kerr and Jimmy Butler after practice today. So what about this? And we'll keep taking your calls. Anything you want to talk about with the Dubs, 888-957-9570. Any reservations about Steph playing tomorrow, if that's what they do? Or do you want to, are you still in a mode of like, let's be cautious if need, don't want to hit the gas a little bit too hard? Steph has said he wants to be there for Jimmy. Like, so the emotional side of Jimmy and the necessity of Steph being there, we can get into that a little bit coming up next, and we'll let you hear what Jimmy had to say after practice today. 888-957-9570 is the number. We're sponsored by Valvoline Instant Oil Change. Spring into action at Valvoline Instant Oil Change, a 15-minute drive-through oil change. You can stay in your car while friendly technicians check oil, batteries, lights, tires, and more. Locations and coupons at BayAreaOilChange.com. All vehicle types are welcome. As I always say, they're just like our listeners. All types are welcome. We'll take your calls next on Willard and Dibbs.
And now, two pigeons who can't believe how good humans have it with DirecTV.
These humans are hopping from streaming apps to live sports without batting a wing.
All from the DirecTV home screen.
With just one click, you could be watching a baseball game, a movie on Netflix,
or a critically acclaimed documentary.
You watch documentaries?
I love the ones that leave you with a question.
What?
Exactly.
DirecTV, a better way to watch whatever you want to watch. Visit DirecTV.com.
Internet-connected Gemini device, separate Netflix membership, and additional paid subscriptions required for third-party apps.
Thumbtack presents the ins and outs of caring for your home. Out, procrastination, putting it off, kicking the can down the road. In, plans and guides that make it easy to get home projects done. Out, carpet in the bathroom. Like, why? In, knowing what to do, when to do it, and who to hire. Start caring for your home with confidence. Download Thumbtack today.
Nerds. Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Life comes with big money questions. Are target date funds a smart or lazy way to invest? Should you pay off debt or invest extra cash? Can you deduct your dog as a home security system on your taxes? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing strategies, tax planning, and smart ways to build wealth and navigate big financial decisions. Work smarter, not harder, on your finances this year. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
It's no surprise that facial hair is personal. It grows from your face. That's why Dollar Shave Club makes the razors, but you make the rules. Whether you're going smooth shaven or maintaining a beard, Dollar Shave Club offers shave and grooming products that are always high quality, but never overpriced. Dollar Shave Club products are now available everywhere. Or visit their site right now for 20% off $20 or more. And get your products delivered right to your door. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/shaveup and use promo code SHAVEUP for 20% off $20 or more. And remember, whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Street Easy asked former New Yorkers if there's anything they miss about life in New York City.
Let me put it this way. House with a home theater sounds appealing. But that's until you realize you no longer have a theater district.
Whether you're looking to rent or it's time to buy, Street Easy has the local expertise you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. Street Easy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
Not a great question.
It's fine. It counts.
I don't even remember what it was.
Me either.
Yeah, but we'll find out. If you go to the Odyssey app, go to YouTube, check it out. Listen to Steve Kerr, and we can throw some of it at you here. Also, some of Jimmy Butler. But before we do that, let me just ask you this, because there was a conversation that for multiple reasons, and we don't need to rehash it, but last week things got interesting around here with regard to Steph Curry and playing basketball. That was mainly because of the emotional rest day that Steve Kerr felt he needed against Milwaukee in a game the Warriors then went out and won. Then you decided to go to Vegas, and Mark and I are, Grandy, we're left to sort of talk about, is it a blessing in disguise
right.
that Steph Curry landed on his damn tailbone against the Raptors on Thursday night and was at minimum going to miss one game? And both of us were in full agreement. We're like, what? Blessing in disguise? No, we're not in rest mode for the playoffs like they were 3 years ago. That team had wiggle room. This team has none. I don't know about you. I don't want him to make a bad decision, and I don't think they will. But I desperately want Steph Curry and Jimmy Butler on the court for all games the rest of the way. But all of them.
If they're healthy, then yes. Play. I mean, and that's what I was asking Steve earlier about Draymond Green and, you know, might there be some time where you can load manage some guys? You know, if you still push for the six, can you keep an eye on load management? And Steve said, no, you know, we got 11 games and we're going to go out there and try to win them all. That's not on our mind at all. And for me, there's no blessing in disguise when you have a player get injured. And I know it's not super bad. It looks like Steph might play tomorrow. I hope he does. But when you have a player go down the way Steph did, scary. And if you remember Chet Holmgren for OKC, that's basically how he missed, 5 months with a much worse hip injury.
Yes, much worse,
but it was a similar kind of like jump, contact, spin, and land. So, yeah, it's not a blessing in disguise, and I don't know how much rest Steph actually got. I'm sure his legs are going to feel a little bit better, but he's got a pelvic contusion. You guys had the doc on, and I wish I would have had a chance to be a part of that because I was going to ask him about, you know, the pelvic contusion versus the bruised tailbone. Is there, you know, a difference in terms of the return to play? Because when you watched it and you see Steph immediately throw the hand on the lower back right above the tailbone, it's like, oh, I mean, that could be really bad. It's scary.
Well, and especially in the moment that it happened, remember we had been told that Steph's back wasn't feeling great.
Right.
And to me, I know people focus on knees. I don't think there's really anything scarier in sports with the human body than your back. That's the one that, like, once it goes bad, that can be it. Like, just on and off for the rest of your life.
Larry Bird.
Exactly.
Career cut short.
So when Steph Curry is, like, talking about a back injury and then laying on the ground and gets up hobbling and kind of holding the backside, that's where my mind went, even though we had watched him with the hard fall. But combine the two, and I'm like, this is not good.
Yeah.
This is not good. So anyway, to summarize what Doc said, I think you'd probably guess, based on where we are now, he did not have a high level of concern based on, A, the fact that what they said was a pelvic contusion and not something worse. And then, B, what he thought was interesting is that while they immediately ruled him out for Miami, they simultaneously said he'll fly to Miami on Monday. And he's like, the fact that they're already able to schedule a plane trip tells you that they're probably not too worried about it tightening up. They want to be cautious, but optimism that this isn't going to take a long time. That was kind of the summary of Doc.
Good. And if it's just a contusion, that is a bruise. It's not a slipped disc or a herniated disc or a fracture in the back itself. It just kind of is, it's a bruise. And I don't know if you've ever had a bruised tailbone.
Yeah.
One time I tried to playfully lock my 17-year-old out of the house, like, ha ha ha, I'm gonna shut the door and keep you out. And before I could get it latched, he shoulders into it. Quest is a big guy. He shoulders into it. I go flying back, kabam. I was down for about 10 days. That thing hurts. It hurts now. Not much you can do. You can't sit. You can't do anything, Mark. I won't elaborate.
No, I don't like
a lot of things that hurt.
Yes, yes, yeah.
With the old tailbone.
Anything in that middle of the body there. It's kind of the backside of the core.
Right.
Right?
Of which I have no core.
Yeah, right. So that's probably why it happened in the first place.
Right. So I wonder about Steph flying all the way to Miami because it hurts to sit down. I know he's got the money to do it, but does he just get a plane where he can, like, lie on his belly for 6 hours and just take a nap? Stay off that thing?
Whatever he needs, that's what he's doing.
Exactly.
You know what I mean? All right, let's go to the Manly man in the city. Hi, Manly. What's cooking tonight?
Hey, well, not a whole lot, but I wanted to give you some numbers and 3 points that could help Kuminga get over his little funk. First of all, the Warriors, out of the four of the last five games, they've taken between 45 and 57% of their total shots were three-pointers. That number is way, way too high. For taking that many threes, even though that's how the team was built, we don't have enough great shooters to justify that many three-point attempts over the total number of shots taken in the game. And that's at four out of the last five games. Secondly, to get... I used to be a behavior specialist where I look at behaviors for players. Well, not players, but people.
Okay.
And what I've seen in the past, and this holds really true to Curry and Buddy Hield to a degree too, if they don't go all the way down to their sole, the heels of their feet, but if they stay on their tippy toes, they make more threes than they do when they get flat-footed. And you have to be square to the basket and stay on your tippy toes. The odds of you making them are much higher because you're using your legs and your whole body versus just shooting from a flat-footed situation. And you watch a game, you'll see what I'm talking about. So, and to get Kuminga.
Yeah, go ahead.
To get Kuminga out of his funk, put him in pick and rolls. That's going to be his strength because he's very athletic, like you said, and he'll get a few slams and layups, and that will get his confidence back. And to also get him out of his funk, attack the basket, and then kick it out to him, which you've always said that's a great move for any shooter, but that's what's going to help Kuminga in those situations. What do you think?
Well, Manly, I'm interested in your sort of behavioral therapist eyes when you're watching a game. Is it only based on the physical side, or do you read, like, the emotional body language out there, too?
Oh, you got to use both, but mentally... You can overcome a lot of things mentally if you keep your mind in the game or your mind on focus on whatever the task is at hand. But you have to kind of customize it for each person. I mean, Kuminga may be soft-hearted, and you have to watch how you say things to him, whereas Jimmy, you could tell him... be very harsh with him, and he can deal with it because he's a veteran, and he's more of a rock than a mama's boy. Not saying that Kuminga is a mama's boy, but just using that as a point. And so you have to customize how you talk to people and how you get them out the funk and so forth. And another observation I've seen is when Looney goes to the free throw line, if you hesitate, you won't make it. Your odds go way down. Once you start, you can't stop when you're shooting a free throw, because if you do, you'll mess it up. And I've watched Jason Kidd when he was in Alameda all the way to where he finished his career, and there is a secret there that all the free throws players can use if they watch what Jason Kidd did, his horrible free throw shooting to where he was when he finished his career.
You know what you're reminding me of, Manly Man? Thank you very much. He's talking about pausing in the middle of your free throw process. It's kind of like Charles Barkley's golf swing.
Exactly.
Remember when it had that big, yep. Like you go to the top and then you just stop. And then, you know, and then there was like another half pause kind of on the way down.
Well, even Giannis, you watch him shoot free throws, and that is painful. And, you know, once they started calling him for 10-second violation for too long at the line, now you watch him, and it's like there's an amount of dread from him having to be there and trying to shoot the free throw, and he brings it up, and he kind of holds it and then lets it fly similarly.
It's uncomfortable.
It's ugly.
It's uncomfortable. And he misses a handful of them, too. Yeah, not a great shooter. Look, I would say this. You could certainly weigh in on it. 888-957-9570. With regard to the urgency versus the rest, which is kind of what we're talking about with both Jimmy Butler and Steph Curry. I actually enjoyed this that Steve shared about Butler in that Philadelphia game that he missed. And the Warriors went out and lost. And like that kind of got a discussion going because they had won almost all their games with Jimmy, and then he missed one game, and they lost that one too. And Quentin Grimes went for 44 points, and everyone's like, I've never even heard of that guy. By the way, go look at Quentin Grimes' stats. He kind of scores like between 25 and 40 points every night now because all of the other Sixers are out. Guess who's out tonight for the Sixers? Quentin Grimes.
Uh-oh.
So who the hell's going to score for them tonight? I have no idea. Somebody, hashtag underdog. But anyway, back to the issue at hand. He said Jimmy came to him right after the game and said, Coach, I'm not missing any more games. We can't. I didn't hear him say, Coach, I feel healthy. I'll be ready for the next game. He said, Coach, I can't miss any more games. We can't be losing like this. And so I love hearing that from Jimmy. I do think that Steph largely feels the same way. Remember, he fought Steve on sitting out the Milwaukee game. So that's kind of where I sit. I don't think there's any room for the Warriors and rest for the rest of the year. Hurt? Sure. Unhealthy? Sit. But outside of that, it's pedal to the metal.
It is, but if you have players who are playing poorly and guys who are playing exhausted, it might do you some good to sit them out. And so that's what happened with Steph against Milwaukee. He had a pretty bad game the day before, and so yeah, you need to go ahead and sit this one out, and you're going to rest him. And then he got hurt, and so he sat again. But once he's healthy, hopefully tomorrow, I don't know if he'll need any more rest. I just was wondering about Draymond Green because I'm seeing the toll that this is all taking on him. And you do have a little bit of a break in the schedule. You play tomorrow and then Friday, Sunday and then Tuesday and Thursday. Your next back-to-back is not until next Thursday and Friday, which it's a road and home, so that'll be...
That's the Lakers and Nuggets, right?
Correct.
Yeah.
And that's a tough one, so you'll want to have everybody available to play those games. But you're right, Mark. You're getting down to the end of the season. You've got 20 more days of regular season basketball, and you got 11 games. So that's not a lot of off days in there.
No.
It's not.
It's not crazy either. Not crazy.
Well, especially after you play tomorrow. When you get to Friday, you're going to have 16 days, 10 games in 16 days. That is a little bit more aggressive.
It's aggressive.
Yeah.
But, you know.
Or 17 days, actually, is what it would be.
Off you go.
No, and that's my shoes, though. Yeah. So
put your uniform on.
Draymond already said, you know, we're exhausted. You know, Steph was sitting, and Draymond says we're exhausted. And I get it. Everybody's exhausted.
So am I. Yeah. Yeah, there's kids everywhere. So am I. So... But
right,
put your shoes on and off you go to work.
Sure. I mean, it's easy to say.
I know. I don't mean to say it like that. But I think
you're right about the urgency because everybody wants the sixth seed. And until that is either a certainty or an impossibility, you got to push for it. And you might get into a spot where, all right, you're stuck. You're going to be the eighth seed. And then you can kind of trick off the last couple of games if you're in that spot. It'd be great to go on a run and get to a spot where you are locked into the six, but it doesn't look like that's going to happen with Minnesota and the Clippers.
I agree with you, but at the same time, here's kind of what I mean. This feels like a lax week, right? Because you said after Friday, then the frequency of games starts to ramp up and the difficulty of opponent starts to ramp up. Let me tell you why this is actually a vital week. You saw the Clippers, I hope, last night lose to Oklahoma City. On Wednesday, the Clippers start a road trip in New York at Madison Square Garden. That's a losable basketball game. Then they have a night off, and then they go to Brooklyn. And then they have a night off, and then a day game in Cleveland. Here's my point. The Clippers might be losing some games this week. You have to win these games. You have to win these games. Miami, New Orleans, San Antonio. Dibs, it's possible that if the Warriors take care of business and go 3-0 in these games against weak and tanking, let's be honest, tanking opponents, if you take care of business against those teams this week, you could find yourself 3 or 4 games up on the Clippers. I don't know about Minnesota. We'll see what they're doing tonight. Their schedule is easier, but they're starting a road trip also, and they have shown the propensity to lose weird games. So, if the Warriors can go 3-0 this week against these three beatable opponents, they actually could find themselves with some breathing room for the moment, and maybe more. It's possible.
Yeah, and you also might be looking at Memphis continuing to slide back toward you, and so the five could be possible. I mean, Memphis has dropped 3 in a row, and you're 2 back of Memphis. So, yeah, I don't know if I would characterize Miami as tanking just yet.
Well,
they're in the 10th seed. They're probably wanting to be in the play-in. I don't think that they necessarily want to just automatically go to the lottery.
No, they're not tanking. They just fell apart.
A little bit.
Change that.
When Jimmy left, and so... Yeah. They still have some good players, and it's been, you know, a tough spot for many teams to go. And the Warriors are 18-16 on the road, which is pretty good. Miami not great at home or on the road. They have kind of fallen apart a little bit, but Miami's, I mean, they're 6 games clear of Toronto. They're going to be in the play-in game.
You can go get Memphis. You can go get them right now.
I think
now.
So. Yeah?
Yeah, don't just look at those numbers. Want to hear what they got coming up?
Tough schedule.
Well, they're at Utah tomorrow night.
Oh, boy.
Okay. Fine. How many? What are they clear of the Warriors? 2?
Yep.
Okay. And the Warriors are at Miami. Memphis is at Utah. Thursday, Memphis will be in Oklahoma City.
Okay. That's a tough game.
Saturday, they will host the Lakers. Monday, they will host the Celtics. Mm. Tuesday, they will host the Warriors.
Mm.
Okay. And then they hit a road trip that will take them to Miami, Detroit, and Charlotte. The Detroit one is tough.
Yep.
So if you look at their next 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7 opponents, I'd argue 5 of them are A-plus opponents. Very, very difficult. You can go get Memphis. You can go get them right now.
You can get them.
You can get them.
You got to beat them.
Yes.
Like, if you beat them, then you have a chance to really get them.
Absolutely.
And OKC is an interesting one because they're starting to get into cruise control mode.
A little bit.
Where you're up by 13.5 with 11 to go. You will be the one seed. Hard to stay motivated when you know that real basketball is 3 weeks away.
Well, I think that they would also like home court advantage for the NBA Finals. I think that is, I mean, they've now got the lead. They've got a 2-game lead on Cleveland for best record in the NBA. They were still playing hard last night. Grinded one out in L.A. against the Clippers. So, but I hear you. Going there is always tough, and Memphis is a little bit weakened right now. Let's let you hear a little bit of what Jimmy Butler had to say after practice today, because obviously, as we move toward the second half of our show tonight, we're exactly 24 hours away from this highly, highly anticipated national television basketball game tomorrow night. Jimmy Butler is going back to Miami. So... everybody caught up with him after practice today to kind of go through the ins and outs of this situation. He was asked if he's going to have thoughts about when he sees Pat Riley tomorrow.
I don't got no thoughts. That's it, man. I don't got nothing to say to nobody. I don't have no hard feelings. I'm in a better place now for me. And continued success to those guys over there.
I love him.
Yeah.
I got no thoughts.
I got no thoughts.
Jimmy, what are your thoughts on seeing Pat Riley tomorrow? I got no thoughts.
I got no thoughts.
I love thoughts.
I love that the two sentences, like, I got no hard feelings, and I also got no thoughts.
Right.
Like, yeah, it kind of sounds like hard feelings, actually.
Well?
A little bit. I mean, there are. Let's be real. There are.
There are thoughts, and there are hard feelings.
Absolutely.
And his thoughts are probably such that he doesn't want to put them into a microphone. His thoughts are, I'm sure, of a personal and acrimonious nature. Got no thoughts.
Here's what he said when he was asked what playing against the Heat will be like.
This is basketball. This is very simple. I don't have all the emotions that everybody thinks that I'm going to have. Like, it is what it is. I realize that I had some great years here. I've built some incredible bonds with some individuals in the organization, in the city, hell, in the state of Florida. But I'm going in there to hoop. I'm going in there to play basketball. Ain't nothing nobody say, nothing nobody do is going to get me out of character. And nobody got me out of character whenever I was going through what I was going through this entire season with the suspension. It's another day for me.
Okay. I mean, I don't buy it, but
well,
I also
buy
it.
That part of it. I'm a hoop.
I buy the part of it. I think we do this in the media for sure. We build things up to be maybe bigger than they are because once the game starts, like, you're just playing basketball. And, oh, by the way, I don't think Jimmy Butler hates Tyler Hero. Like, he's going to have a problem with these guys. He's just going to try to play basketball. Now, the idea that it's another day for me, no, it's not. No, it's not. I'm sorry, dude. You're a human being. And there's going to be some emotions when you walk into that building.
And if it was just another day, you probably wouldn't have requested to fly out a day early to see some of the people he talked about in the first answer. Like, you know, I got friends inside the organization, in the city, hell, in the state.
Yep.
So, yeah, there's a lot of emotions coming back to a place where you were for 5 years and you made relationships, not only the bad ones that everyone wants to highlight, but the good ones. So, yeah, it's going to be a lot of emotions.
He was asked about people that think he's the sole reason everything went south in Miami.
I wonder if they look at the Heat the same way. And like, I was the one that was doing everything. So it's got to be 50-50, maybe 51-49, 49 towards them, 51 towards me. But there's no way that I was a cause of all of this.
Okay. I actually, you want to know what I love about that answer is, first of all, I think it's factual. Almost nothing, not everything, but almost nothing is like 100% one person's fault. Very, very few things I think in life are. You could think of some excessive things, and I'll agree with you, but very few. But Jimmy is also taking some accountability in there. He's like, yeah, I'll put 50 on me. In fact, he's like, how about if I put 51 on me? I'll take the majority share, but not all my fault. And he's got to be right on that. He has to be. There's no way that this is all on Jimmy.
No, of course not. And if you look at what they did after Jimmy got suspended for the first time, they went out and they won basketball games. And so they actually were still a competitive team without Jimmy Butler when he was suspended. And then you went about losing 9 of your last 10. I know they beat Charlotte yesterday to end a 10-game losing skid they had. So good on you, Miami. You got back in the win column. But I don't know if you could put all that on Jimmy. And you look at those games, Mark, they lost by 5-2, 5-3, 4-3.
No, they're competitive.
I mean, they're competitive.
Yeah, they're competitive. They'll play, and they will play tomorrow night, and the Warriors are going to have to be on one, and we don't really even know yet if Steph Curry's going to play. One more from Jimmy Butler. This on being portrayed as the, quote, bad guy every time he leaves a place.
I'm always painted as the bad guy. Like, everywhere I've been, I've always been a problem. We'll take it. I don't got nothing to say. I'm not mad at being a bad guy. It's all the way that everything gets portrayed. Some people talk to the media, some people don't. I've never been one to tell my side of the story to almost anybody. Let everybody think that this is what happened, and we'll ride with it. And then in like a year's time, it's going to be somebody else's fault besides mine.
Did you catch that? Did you catch that in that sound clip?
Catch what?
The guru sniff.
Oh, yeah.
He had guru sniff in there.
Yeah.
You want to hear it again?
Caught him about halfway through.
Hey, guru sniff.
I'm always painted as the bad guy. Like, everywhere I've been, I've always been a problem. We'll take it. I don't got nothing to say. I'm not mad at being a bad guy. It's all the way that everything gets portrayed. Some people talk to the media, some people don't. I've never been one to tell my side of the story to almost anybody. Let everybody think that this is what happened, and we'll ride with it. And then in like a year's time, it's going to be somebody else's fault besides mine.
Yeah, I mean, look. You're not going to get much of an argument from anybody around here right now. This has blended perfectly.
Yeah.
On the court and off, I think.
And I do like what he said at the end. Like, I'm not one to really say my side a lot, but we'll sit back in a year and then we can talk about whose fault it was.
Yeah. I mean, and most sports fans will just look at it and go, well, what's the Heat record since he left and what's the Warriors record since he left? Speaks for itself. We're brought to you by Fremont Bank, here for you, here for good. Plenty more of your phone calls still ahead, 888-957-9570. You have any reservations about pushing Steph and Jimmy as hard as possible the rest of the regular season? And if you missed our conversation with Steve Kerr earlier today, we'll have that for you coming up in about 25 minutes. This is Willard and Dibbs, our conversation with Steve earlier today in Miami. And I think that it encompasses some good news about Steph Curry, some interesting news about Jimmy Butler, not news so much, just comments, and then some stuff about Jonathan Kuminga. That, you know, and you, we're left to decipher kind of what everybody is thinking and feeling about all of this, because it just feels like we're in another moment, and we've been here before with certain players where Steve has to kind of say things a certain way, and then we decide whether you take it at face value or not. And I thought that he admitted that it's a little bumpy right now in trying to figure out how Jonathan Kuminga fits, and then, by extension, how do you sort of reboot control of the rotation? And that's not on Jonathan, that's just all of them. Like, how do you figure out Quentin Post when there's an Aaron Gordon on the court? How do you figure out Guy Santos and how long you want to stay with him to see if things are going well? Is the hustle and flow working, or is that working against you? So, yeah, stay tuned for that, about 18 minutes away.
And it's very difficult for Steve, I think, to figure out the rotation based on opponent and also based on your roster. If you look top to bottom, you've got Steph, Draymond, and Jimmy Butler who are going to play no matter what, no matter the matchup, no matter the situation. But beyond that, you've got Quentin Post and Buddy Hield, offensive players. Kevon Looney and GP2, mostly defensive players. GP2, I know, has been shooting it great from that corner three spot. Moses Moody, bit of a two-way guy. Pod's more of an offensive player, I would say. So as you pick through your roster, you've got a lot of one-way players. And Jonathan Kuminga right now, if he's not getting his offensive game to where they need it to be, he's not a great defender. He can be a good on-ball defender at times, but he's more of an offensive player, so if his offensive game is not there, he becomes largely unplayable.
Yep, absolutely. Also, fun scoreboard watching night for the Warriors, in case you're interested. The T-Wolves are getting into the second quarter, trailing by six against the Pacers right now. The Lakers are getting into the second quarter in Orlando, trailing by five. And the Lakers, I'm not sure if you notice things right now, but the Los Angeles Lakers, they're at full strength, and they're playing like crap.
Yeah.
They gave up 146 points to the Bulls over the weekend in their own building.
To the Bulls.
And lost by 30.
Yeah.
And I don't want, but LeBron played. LeBron played full minutes. Luka played full minutes. Reeves played full minutes. Hachimura is back. They're all back. And Orlando, as we all well know, is not a very good, one of the worst offensive teams in basketball. They've already got 44 points at the 7-minute mark of the second quarter and lead the full strength Los Angeles Lakers.
And I think a lot of that is kind of a Luka problem, because Luka is a bad defender. And, you know, LeBron is a good defender, but you get at this point in the season, and an older player getting tired, well, we've seen it here. Steph had to take a game off. Draymond's already talked about being exhausted. This is a grind for older teams. And, you know, LeBron being your centerpiece, it's an older team.
Yep. Real quick on this, quick aside, and then we'll hop right back as we get ready for Steve Kerr. I didn't even know this, but in like 4:53, less than 2 hours from now, the Giants are going to play a game over at Oracle Park. I didn't even know they're here.
A baseball game?
A baseball game. The Detroit Tigers are in town.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
And a little World Series rematch.
There it is. And the Giants, if you want just a sort of a bird's eye view at what their lineup, their opening day lineup might be, and also what their roster might look like, they have awarded their fifth starter spot. And in a very big surprise, we spent all spring, is it going to be Harrison or is it going to be Birdsong? The answer is neither.
Mm.
Landon Roop has won the fifth starter job. Birdsong's on the team as well, but will start in the bullpen. And then your opening day lineup might be, or is tonight at least, Ramos is leading off, then Adames, then Jung-Hoo Lee is batting third.
Okay.
Which we've talked a little bit about as a possibility. Chapman fourth. Bailey is your fifth hitter. Wade DHing, Flores over at first, Yaz in right, Fitzgerald at second.
Okay.
So, little bird's eye look at what this might be like on Thursday in Cincinnati.
And you're probably going to see a lot of Wilmer Flores with Gerard Encarnacion now out with the,
for a while,
the hand fracture and surgery. Surgery on that
That's
hand
a bad
fracture.
Fracture.
Right.
Yeah.
Well, if it's just a normal garden variety, 4 to 6 weeks, you can come back. But when you get that surgery, you're probably looking at months, not weeks.
Yeah, yeah. Good news for Luis Matos, though. I don't want to call it good news. It's an injury, but an opportunity.
Yes.
Opportunity for Luis Matos to solidify some things for him. So
exciting baseball out there at Oracle Park. And, you know, you get some of the young bats, get him some at-bats this year with Encarnacion out. But still, as you were running down that lineup, and I'm not comparing it to any other team, like, of course, it's not as sexy and as potent as the Dodgers, but you get to like that 5-6 spot and it starts to run a little thin for me.
Yeah, no, I hear you. 888-957-9570 with Steve Kerr right around the corner. If you want to weigh in on where you're sitting in terms of the Golden State Warriors, Steph Curry's health, Jimmy Butler going back to Miami, and then obviously Kuminga's fit, which everyone wants to talk about. I'll say this also, we haven't really gotten yet to just kind of the game that took place over the weekend and where that leaves everybody mentally. I know we do this a lot, which is whatever happened in the most recent game, we're going to take that as gospel and just on we go with like, oh, so now it's a moment of big concern for the Warriors. Coming off of, was it a 7-6-1 homestand? 6-1? 7-1. 6-1. Like, I do not have any concern at all right now. I actually was surprised how many people thought the Warriors were going to win on Saturday night. I know they were favored by 2.
Yep.
But even being favored by 2, I thought was a little bit of a clue, which is like Atlanta's an interesting matchup because they score really well. The Warriors' defense, though good since Jimmy Butler has come, has had a hard time, I think, playing 4 full quarters. You're not going to get any Steph Curry. Steve Kerr talked about how games right after cross-country flights can be challenging. I don't mean to sit here and throw excuses at you. I just felt when I left here on Friday, I'm like, probably a loss. That's probably a loss. And then we sat down at a place that I need to shout out, by the way, real quick. You'll love this. You ever been to the B&V Whiskey Bar and Grill?
Never.
Right there on the Sonoma Plaza?
Yeah, I've been to the Sonoma Plaza, but never that spot.
Right there at one of the corners. I can't describe which corner because I'm not a compass. But right there on one of the corners, this is a restaurant where we've been a few times, and the food has always hit. And, the old fashions are incredible.
That's your drink.
I got 2. And it's either a Manhattan on the rocks or it's an old fashioned. I like orange. What do you want from me?
Were you born in 1924?
No, I never knew what the hell this was. My dad used to order an old fashioned. And I'm like, what is that? And he actually used to have a hard time finding bartenders who knew how to make one. Mm. And then something happened a decade ago where it became like, popular.
Yeah.
And so now it's on all the menus. And yes, call me old if you want. That's my drink. And we put down a couple of those. You know me, just 2. But 2 things happened. 1, they put the Warrior game on.
Nice.
And I'm like, they're going to get their butts kicked tonight. I said it right to Christy.
Yep.
I'm like, they're going to get their butts kicked tonight. And then
you weren't wrong for long.
No, no. I mean, but the gentleman who came over in the bar, and he was not our first server, but he became our server because he came over, because we called him over, and we said, hey, we need a good spot to watch the Warrior game. And the man's name is Tim, and he looked right at me, and he goes, well, I know that voice. And I said, okay, let's have a night.
That's right.
And so we started ordering it up. And Tim, if you're listening, because he says he listens to us every single
day. Nice, Tim. Love you, brother.
The whole station.
Yep.
He's got dogs and AirPods and a job at a bar and all that good stuff. So thank you, Tim. We had an absolutely wonderful time. But the good news was I was also able to focus completely and totally on what my lovely lady was saying to me at all times.
Right.
Because I knew the Warriors are going to get their butts kicked tonight.
Right.
I'm not concerned. I expected that one. They'll be better tomorrow night.
That's a weird one.
They'll be better tomorrow night.
I was not totally like dialed in on that game, having been day three in Vegas, kind of wrapping it up, getting on a plane, the rest of it. But that's one where on paper you figure, all right, Steph's out. You're going to rise up again, and you're going to give a better effort. But what does concern me about that is, yes, Atlanta can score, and they've got a couple of really shifty, smaller guards who are tough to cover, but the Warriors cannot guard the basketball, and they have no rim protection behind it. So I look at a defense that, against different teams, you get gashed. And I think about a matchup with Oklahoma City down the road, if that's the playoff matchup, if it's a 1-8, and that scares me even more because Shai Gilgeous-Alexander is very difficult to cover. Or even a play-in game against Minnesota where Ant-Man, Anthony Edwards, is a tough guy to cover on the ball. The Warriors do not guard the basketball very well. Outside of GP2 and watching that game, I recorded it. I watched it back a la Guru. And on virtually every possession, somebody gets beat off the dribble. And now we are into desperation help mode. And that's no way to play good defense.
Okay, I want to ask you about that. First off, you're listening to 95.7 The Game, KGMZ FM and HD1 San Francisco and Odyssey Sports Station. Always live on the free Odyssey app. And now come to you live from the Laughing Monk Studios.
Some people follow the rules, but where's the fun in that? I'm Soraya, and this is Rule Breakers, the podcast where we celebrate the rebels, the risk takers, and the ones who make their own way. Every week, I sit down with the boldest voices in sports, entertainment, and beyond to talk about breaking barriers, defying expectations, and rewriting the rules. No limits, no apologies, just real talk. Follow and listen to Rule Breakers with Soraya, an Odyssey podcast, available now for free on the Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.